And finally tonight, on Wednesday, the federal Second Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in the case Hedges versus Obama, a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of a section of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act. Section 1021 authorizes the indefinite detention in military custody without charges or trial of U.S. citizens who the administration decides are members of Al-Qaeda or undefined associated forces, or who provided substantial material support to enemies in the war on terror. Thomas Drake was criminalized by the U.S. government when he was charged under the 1917 Espionage Act for blowing the whistle on the National Security Agency. Those challenging the NDAA say the way Section 1021 is written, Drake and many other people are in danger of being seized by the military. Drake spoke to those who gathered outside the courthouse after Wednesday's hearing.
I stand here as a free American, but I spent 5 years under the assault of the U.S. government because I simply spoke truth to power. As an NSA whistleblower, I exposed and disclosed high crimes and misdemeanors that were actually committed by the U.S. government up to and including the White House. Secret surveillance, warrantless wiretapping, massive fraud, waste, and abuse, billions and billions of dollars being wasted of U.S. taxpayer money. What we see here is the Magnificent Seven standing in the breach against the final assault by this administration, which has been continuing from the previous administration since 2001, under the excuse that somehow we live in exigent conditions, and it's somehow because these conditions are so different and so extraordinary that the Constitution is just a mere piece of paper and it's not worth what it was written on. I emphatically disagree. It is the grand experiment launched over 220 years ago. It gives no government, no person, no agency or military to take away what are our rights, what are our liberties, what are our freedoms. But let me just give you a small taste of what it's like to live under the national security state. In 2006, I came under direct investigation by the U.S. government. Why? Because I was disclosing crimes being committed by the U.S. government against its own people in total violation of the Fourth Amendment. All done in secret, and all done in secret because the executive decided, you know what? We don't have to have an open and free democracy. We don't need transparency. We will determine in secret what's best for the American people, and we will keep them safe on our terms. In 2006, I came under investigation, and for the next 5 years, I faced the distinct possibility that I would spend many, many decades in prison. In fact, in 2008, the chief prosecutor said, Mr. Drake, how would you like to spend the rest of your life in prison unless you start cooperating with us? In 2010, they prosecuted and then indicted me with 10 felony counts, 5 under the Espionage Act. Do you know what it means to be charged on the Espionage Act as an American? And all I did was stand up to support and defend the Constitution. A Constitution that I had supported and defended by taking the oath 4 times in my government career. But no, espionage. I'm placed into the same category of people like Alger Hiss and Aldrich Ames. Why? Because I exercise my rights under the Constitution to speak truth to power. And for that, they criminalize me. This is what's at stake. If we don't stand here now, if we don't take the stand we need to take for all of us, all rights and all liberties and all freedoms, they will simply take them away. There's a thin line right now, a very thin line between what's left of the Constitution and the equivalent of martial law in this country, military rule. There's nothing less than that at stake. They know what they're doing. And the Constitution is the only thing that stands in their way. And if it's not us, then who? And if not now, when? It's time to take the stand. We cannot stand that this provision in the NDAA remains in force. Otherwise, we will simply see the force of secret military rule and executive fiat law prevail over the Constitution. And that is not a country I want to live in.
Whistleblower Thomas Drake speaking outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan earlier this week.